Right, guys, I'll be hosting this one again. It's Stephen again, as you know. And I've got a first question. This is for you, Glitch, off Sunlancer. In ILOA, you had the ability to have your entire guild be at war with another guild, regardless of faction, which allowed PvP with that guild anywhere. Is this feature being planned to be in the game or being discussed?
So the feature's already in the game. However, there's still a few bugs to work out first before it's actually properly turned on. I don't think the feature is like actively used in the Korean version anymore. So they've kind of neglected it a little bit, and it's just stopped working over time. So it's the same as like Warfare, Guild Wars. They'll need a rework as well, but we can at least get the basic functionality up and running. If I believe it was like you send the request to the guild, and I don't think they have to accept it. It's just a war straight away, and you put out a certain amount of money, and you go to the guild war zone to be able to compete for that. So we should be able to get that stuff up and running.
Okay. This one is from Sunlancer again, but to you, Cole. How do you intend on advertising the game to new players?
Yeah, very simple, multiple marketing channels. You know, we're going to hit Facebook, Reddit, Twitter, etc. I guess it's X now. You know, we're also going to be attempting to work with a bunch of the game review sites, doing stuff like that. You know, paid ads, and hopefully with community support, we'll do some minor game changes to improve some like stickiness for some like early game players. It's important if we ever want to see new players, you know, find Ares and stick with it. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. I've got another one for you, Cole. This one's from Sunlancer again. What is the target population for the server?
Millions, says Dr. Evil. But in all seriousness, population's kind of vague. Like, are you talking online at any moment, active players, total players, etc.? Like, if we ever have, like, let's say 20,000 total players, you'll probably see 2,000 online most times, with like peaks to maybe 5,000 if we're lucky. That's just generally how it goes with time zones and everything. Personally, this is very ambitious. I would love to see about 1,000 active on like a single server. Fingers crossed we get there. Realistically, we'll probably be sitting at like, you know, 500 at launch. But yeah. With your guys' help, hopefully we can get more.
Okay. Talking about population again. Sunlancer, this one's for you, Colt. If population surpasses one server, will you create servers in addition to Phoenix?
We need a lot of players to be able to do this. That's the dream. Would love to actually have this problem. We definitely would do it if the players supported it and there was enough people to where it was like overrunning one server. Like, for instance, mob density is probably an issue when you're talking 1,000 people online at a time.
Okay. Glitch, I've got one for you. This one's from Track. Will you be able to stop and identify people from buying items for real currency outside of the game?
So let me start by saying that real world trading is not supported by Reforged Ares, and anyone who's caught doing so will be banned on the spot. No excuses. However, like finding like the items or accounts that have been, you know, traded in the for real currency, it's not an easy thing to do, and it's not something we're going to witch hunt for. Because we're not able to stop that from happening or identify it in its entirety. Because you could be using like other Discords, other means of selling stuff, just even like Facebook chat, be like, oh, hey, I'm selling this. Like, we're not monitoring that. We don't want to monitor that. So really, it's just going to come down to us getting a whiff of it, or us seeing it visually in game or on Discord. So if that happens, then yeah, we will step in. But if anything goes wrong with trading, say you get scammed, we are not going to interfere. That's the player's risk, and it always will be that way.
Okay, sounds good. Cole, I got one for you. Off Sunlancer and Katic, I guess the name is. Will there be seasonal servers?
Oh, I was muted. I love seasonal servers, personally. I think it's a great idea. I don't think our population size is going to support it anytime soon. Hopefully someday.
Okay.
Okay.
This one's for you, Glitch, off a gigantic rock. Will there be wars, and how do you incentivize PvP other than boss fights?
So there will be wars. However, the function, I think like we mentioned in the last fireside chat and just throughout Discord conversations, is going to change. Currently in its state, they don't offer the right amount of engagement that we're looking to see. So the rewards, they're also not that good. So it's basically, at its present state, a farming simulator of buildings. So to incentivize the PvP around that, other than the boss fights, we would need a new moral system. Not saying we call it moral system, but we need something else in place. Even if it was that conversation I had maybe 2 days ago with a few people talking about the murderer and flag systems, using that as a base and then adding on the penalties and the benefits for, PvPing the other nation and stuff like that. But we know that this system needs to change. So, like, this is a nation v nation game at its core. So to get what is right for the players, we need to be able to get that balance between PvE and PvP. So it's not just all PvE, and it's just not all PvP. So there should be a split, in my opinion, for this game, around 70% PvP and 30% PvE. Being in what you can do with that 70%. So there should be a lot of things that you can do with your 70% of PvP, and 30% PvP might be doing bosses, grinding, that kind of stuff. We want to give more options in the PvP scene.
Okay. Glitch, another one for you, but this one's from Cloud. Will all products, services, and content or changes be decided by the 80% community rule?
So I think that's been changed recently because we just don't have the population to be able to make a majority over that. But even if it happens, Cole and I will always have the final say. Even if the majority of vote is in favor from the player base, sometimes, after we've casted the poll and everything's been voted, other things might spring into action that actually change our decision. Like, we didn't think of, X and Y, which might lead us to abandoning the idea altogether. But we would, tell you about that if that were to happen. So we need to at least keep out the final say to Cole and I, just in case we find those issues that were like, oh, damn, that's not going to work, actually. But these votes are meant to give a clear indication of the pathway that we're taking is right for you all as the community, which is what we wanted to do from the start, is, have you guys involved in the, not necessarily everything, because that would just be like, hey, go develop our game for us, But it's just the things that I think that you guys would be most appreciative seeing, especially the core mechanics that would change. So when we give those polls, it's more of a, hey, we've hit a bit of a fork in the road. Which path should we take? So we'll get you guys in and get your opinions on the matter. But yeah.
Okay. Another one for you, Glitch, from Cloud again. Are there any plans for new features of the game, new mechanics, not new items?
So yes, of course. But nothing really in development right now. The focus is more so on the anti-hack and getting a working base game out, which most of the base game, I'd say, is ready to go. It's just the anti-hack that's really taking some time getting done because it needs to be in a working state. Things that have worked in the past need to not work now, but testing that stuff and finding solutions to it is quite complicated. So, yeah, it takes some time. But once that's done and we can shift our focus to other things, then we'll start developing new things. Like, for example, you know, yesterday, I know we said that we weren't doing it, but I had time. So I've actually started doing brand new questing. So there's already one that's done. It took me like a whole day to figure out the questing system, and I think Cole's gonna make that easier for me. But you know, that kind of stuff, you know, we're always gonna look into doing so we can get more of those quests out for you guys.
Okay. This next one's for Cole from Cloud again. If the game favors one nation, will the team step in? Similar to the patch for Guild versus Guild.
Let's have a problem before we come up with a solution. I'm hoping with our player base sizes growing because of this being a fully legit server, all of our marketing efforts and everything, that you're just not going to have that same problem of, you know, we're down to 20 people playing the game and everybody's in one guild. That's really just a population size problem rather than, you know, something that is something that we should be fixing, basically.
Okay. This one's for Glitch, and it's from Cloud again. Can there be event items for customizable items for the winner? For an example, rather than items that expire, a color change to an item like a white hardened scale armor.
I don't see why not. It's something I would personally like to see. Just seeing all the different skins and you know, seeing that guy that has this, you know, out there armor and he's the only one with it. So you know, but it's keeping the fine line between keeping the game, you know, in its glory rather than making it you know, some cosmetic disaster with too many events like this. Otherwise, you've just, yeah, you've taken away the feel of the game. Not saying that white hardened scale armor is not bad. You know, we can make it look good. But yeah, it's things like that we have to... It's a bit more of a few and far between. But yeah, the transmogs will actually solve this anyway. So the event reward could be like a transmog cosmetic item that you could use.
Okay, another one for you, Glitch, from Cloud again. Have you considered potions being purchased from the Plus shop with no weight that can give the same as potions in the NPC shop?
I've not considered this at all. Not even thought about it, really. But I believe this would be pretty... pay to win. It's the same with like Hazels, regardless of how much HP they give, it's the weight that's the issue. It's being able to have thousands of them in your inventory and not ever dying. So probably would not end up adding them into the game. But yeah, just zero weight potions in the plus shop. Nah, not going to happen regardless of how much healing they do. If they heal maybe one, no. So we're not going to add those in.
Okay.
One good thing to add to that. Not in the plus shop, but zero weight pots might exist as event rewards. The real issue with those is being able to stockpile, you know, thousands of them, and then you just can't kill the person ever, and they can just keep spending money. If it's like event rewards, and you know, someone's got 100 of them stockpiled, at least you know that when they're using them, they're going to run out. So that's my one kind of like edge case to that.
Okay. Glitch again. Are perfect hits going to be in the game?
Simple answer, yes. However, I don't believe you get any kind of visual clue to say that you've hit a perfect hit, but I could be wrong. I need to do some more testing on that. I just didn't get around to, unfortunately, testing it. But yeah, if anyone knows in the chat what it is that, if there is any visual clue, I could be wrong. There might not even be one. I remember it being maybe a red number. But yeah. Oh, yeah, Cloud thinks it's red too. So I'll have to test this and see what it is there.
Okay. Glitch again, mate, from Cloud. Are dodge and accuracy going to be in the game?
Yep. They're already there. So they work. So, yep.
Okay. Same again, Glitch, from Cloud. With experience being reworked, will there be any changes to level restrictions based on guild leaders?
So no, but we're going to allow the alpha to decide that based on, you know, how many get to that point or how many don't get to that point. We'll be able to tell based on playtime, you know, depending on whether the alpha is for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. We don't know yet. It's all to be decided, but that'll give us a pretty good indication of what the leveling speed is. Even if they don't hit the level 40 mark for getting a guild created, we'll know how roughly long it takes to get them, and then we can tinker with it if it needs be. And we'll, of course, we'll get the feedback from you guys saying that the leveling is too hard, the leveling is too easy. We'll go back to the drawing board and make edits to it, but just on that as well, because it wasn't really announced, it was more just posted in the general chat. We have already reworked the experience tables, so from last time when I leaked all those screenshots, and I think it was Drex that pulled it out there, which is fine. You know, this is the kind of stuff I want to see, and we're not going to be perfect, but we've actually reworked them to be easier. But still quite difficult.
Okay. Glitch you again, mate. Cloud. Again. Will max prefixes drop from regular mobs or bosses only? Example, 19 MP and 19 agility. And so on.
So I was up all last night trying to figure out the answer to this question. So I've gone through all the documents, and I know now everything there is to do with loot tables, except that question. So I'm going to have to follow up that question and post it in the Discord later on when I find out the answer from Mgame, because it's not there. These tables are not simple at all. They're quite complex and just hard to read. And I think that part is possibly hidden somewhere else. So I'm going to get Mgame to confirm where I can be looking for that.
I knew this was the one that you were going to miss.
Yep.
Okay. Glitch, you again, mate, from Cloud. Will there be any adjustments to any prefixes like HP recovery rates being stronger?
No. So currently in their form, we think they're fine. However, I do know that some are pretty useless. When I say fine, I mean they work, but they might not work that great, like HP recovery. So if we get sufficient demand, you know, during alpha, during the live version, then we can change them. But at the moment, they'll be how you remember from past iterations of the game. But I do want to, you know, revisit some of the older ones and actually maybe make them more useful. So instead of just being, you know, you're full of strength, con, agility, gear, you actually can consider some of these other ones. So it's not just straight cookie cutter builds every time. That would be good to see.
So we're getting Chasm back? Ooh.
What? Chasm?
Doriot?
Oh, yeah, right.
Ooh. No? No? The only thing I have to say about that, though, is we have these stats that are kind of semi-useless in most people's minds, like HP recovery and stuff. They might be a little more useful if they didn't increase, you know, like the base level by 20 or some ridiculous amount that they do. I think that the level increases for some of these stats is just absurd.
Okay. Cole, this one's for you. Off Cloud. Can we get a list of the plus shop item for release?
Not yet. It's almost finalized. We're very close. Probably the next fireside chat, you'll have it.
Okay. Same for you again, Cole. This one's from Lithium. Will the class balances be confirmed?
I mean, they're already confirmed. Like, ultimately, we are back to, like, international, CLOA, KLOA, balancing of, like, there's no modifications, nothing. It's as OG as it's going to get. There are going to be some minor changes, but ultimately it's not going to be like, oh my god, spearmans are OP now. It's just very minor things. Those changes specifically, you'll have a list before alpha, but until then we're going to keep it kind of private.
Okay. For you again, Cole. From Tributor, whatever that is. I can't say that. Will mob density be increased?
Possibly on some maps. Most likely no on a lot of maps. You know, we're definitely open to mob density. It will never be on the level that it was on some private servers. And, you know, ultimately, the big thing is we really don't want to increase, like, AoE mob counts. We think that it increases, you know, leveling speed too much. That's also open to discussion, but that's our current stance on that. And ultimately, we probably won't be doing any density changes until after alpha. But we will let alpha determine, you know, the need for these adjustments.
Okay, Cole, another one for you. Off King Infidel. Transmogs, how will they work?
Exactly the same as a meta. Like, down to the core. The source item gets deleted. You kind of get your transmog on whatever item you're going to. Even the grade restrictions will be enforced, so you're not going to be putting like a G3 item on top of like a G9 item. However, we will have, you know, cosmetics that are kind of, you know, grade universal, so they can go on anything. This definitely, well, I shouldn't say definitely, most likely will not be available at launch, but shortly after, so that's something to keep in mind as well.
Okay, one for you, Glitch, from PDs. Poison was tremendously helpful before. Can the full skill tree for all classes be balanced and working?
So all the skills and skill mechanics are working, with the exception of a few piercing abilities. So that includes the poison tree. As for balancing, like Cole and I have mentioned before, there'll be very, very minor changes to class balancing. So don't expect too much in that regard, but expect that if a skill says it's doing this, then it will work. So, yeah.
Okay. Glitch, another one for you from Chaotic. Will leeching be working on mage? And will we have the elemental attacks on other weapons as well? So we can get elemental attack on sword and use a meta to an orb.
So, at least the Judas prefix, so the leech, won't be on any mage weapons because that wasn't in the original. I know it was in for, other private servers. You can't get elemental striking on like swords and stuff like that in the original as well, but you should be able to get them on other items and then meta them across from there. But of course, we're open to changing that as well, because I know in the past that finding the correct stats for changing your orb or staff can be difficult to find, and sometimes the drop rate was a bit unfair for mages, but we said before, alpha, and when the game launches, we can see the demand for it. If that is the case, look into the statistics of it and find out if we need to up those drops.
Okay, this one's for you, Cole, from Ravi. Will AI aggro?
Will AI?
Hey.
Is he disconnecting?
I have no idea what happened there.
Me? I'm not disconnecting.
Right, let's start again. Cole, this one's from Ravi. Will AI aggro replicate that of the official server or nostalgia?
Sorry, no questions from Ravi. Just kidding. It's going to be identical. The KLOA or CLOA. No intended changes.
Okay. Off Ravi again for you, Colt. Will maximum AoE limit remain at 5 for all classes?
Yes. Open to changing it down the road. Unlikely. That's where we're starting, though. Don't want to have the same situation as the previous private servers, illegal servers, etc., where it was just ridiculous. So we're going to try and stay as true to the original for this as possible.
Okay, Carl, another one for you from Fury. Will there be any more unique items to be make it fair between spearmen and mages?
Probably down the line. Don't expect any new items in the existing game, like we're not going to add some spear to Bone Drake, for instance. Our focus is on the future rather than adjusting every little detail of the existing game. You know, we will make some modifications here or there, but ultimately, like, we should be progressing rather than tweaking. One exception I have to that is, like, marketing efforts. We do need to make some sort of change to improve the early game stickiness, whatever that is. But yeah, that's where we're at.
Okay. Glitch, I got some for you as well. This one's from Drexme. Will class balancing come out before or after we playtest the new experience table?
So, like Cole mentioned before, when Alpha comes around, you will receive the full list of core changes to the game. So that'll include any kind of class change as well.
Okay.
So to answer that question, they'll come out before you play the game.
Okay. I've got another one from Drexme for you, Glitch. Will we get a roadmap for the future updates events after the game is released?
So hopefully so. I am working on one. However, putting the roadmap together when we don't have the privilege of sometimes having direct access to the code may need to change. Or code that needs to change is dependent on Endgame getting those changes in and meeting our deadlines. Sometimes they're not going to. They're only a small team as well. So most of the time, those dates will just get blown out. So it's not something we really want to commit to. We can still release a roadmap in the sense of it won't have any dates associated with it, but here's what we're going to try and do, you know, in the next 6 months or so. But yeah, I don't want to put dates to it because then, you know, if we don't hit that mark, we get disappointed, you guys get disappointed, then everyone's disappointed. But some things are out of our hands.
Okay. Glitch for you again from Cloud. What are the benefits of having premium?
All right. So the one thing we can leak out, because that is somewhat finalized, or at least it is finalized. So for premium, you'll get zero experience loss when you die. When you die, that's when you die. See if anyone can not die. You'll get 20% experience gain from killing just regular monsters, bosses, doesn't matter what it is. 20% dark sigil gain from monsters, so just the money you get from killing. You'll get the 20% dark sigil from item sales, so when you're selling all your junk loot to the NPC, you'll get 20% back. We get 20% more on the sale. Your HP is plus 200. Your MP is plus 200. Your weight is plus 200. And you'll have access to the account warehouse as well. So that's what you'll get with the premium. And I think we're keeping it relatively cheap as well. So it won't cost very much for these perks, but we're also open to opening more, adding more things in, taking things off. Depends on how the community likes them, dislikes them. Open to listening.
Okay, another one for you, Glitch from Peace. Will full release be on Q1 or is it just the alpha?
So currently it's both. Alpha and full release still scheduled for Q1 2024.
Okay. Cole, one for you from Retroline. How will the players know to trust GMs when previous versions have had GM spawning item for players?
Well, I got muted again. Dude, like, this is a big one. So almost every version has had some sort of, you know, poorly managed issue of either, you know, GM accounts being hacked or, you know, some GM being corrupt and selling items for money or just helping out his brother, etc. That won't happen, period. By now, you guys have all known me for, what, 15 years? You know what we stand for? Glitch has played this for 15, well, around 15 years as well. You can ask almost anybody in Discord or on here that's played with me or anything else. I don't mess around when it comes to our game operation ethics. That's period. It'll be the fastest way to get fired. This time around, we also understand all of the security requirements. Mgame is understanding all of the security requirements. Part of that is monitoring requirements and logging. So there's additional information that's coming to us about every action that happens in the game. And finally, as far as like actual GM commands and stuff go, only Glitch and I will have the ability. And every single hack that's worked for, you know, impersonating a GM, it's all patched. We're good to go.
Perfect. This one's for you, Glitch, from Cloud. Are non-PvP servers possible?
Yes, but it's not going to happen in any kind of near future at the moment. Like, there would have to be significant demand for it and the player base to sustain it, because that would, you know, take a lot of dev time to be able to rework the server to not have PvP at all. Definitely not in the future, but it's possible.
Okay, this one's for you, Cole, from Sun Lancer. What do you plan on doing differently than servers that have previously failed in the past? Why do you think those different choices will make a difference?
Yeah, I'm not going to really go into the why. I think all of my answers here are self-explanatory. Ultimately, is everything different a real answer? Because that's the truth. You know, we're going to have active GM staff and support staff. All of it's properly managed and monitored. You know, proper hack fixes, anti-cheat measures, etc. Everything's being well-tested, well-vetted. By the time anybody is able to even get in the game, it'll be amazing. On top of that, we're not done when we release the game. There is going to be continued development. We'll always be working on the next possible feature or map or whatever. It'll just keep going, which I think that's the biggest change that most people have been wanting. You know, pretty much the game's more or less the same as it's been since 2008, which is ridiculous. Another big thing that we are doing is advertising and marketing. We are going to be pushing this very heavily, and a good portion of all of our income will be going towards that as well. And lastly, the most important is we're both Ares players at heart, me and Glitch. We love the game, and every feature or anything that we work on, the passion for the game will just shine through.
Sounds good, that does. Glitch for you, mate, from Jadacris. Are there any plans to rebalance Alliance and Empire if one swings too far?
No. So we have the confidence that the game won't end up in this situation. At least even just looking at the Discord, you know, you got Alliance in yellow, blue for Empire. It's pretty even, but Discord's not a fair assessment of what will actually happen in game. However, you know, measures can be taken if like one nation is just 99% populated. I've seen in the past from other games that they can disable creating that particular nation for new players. It's just one step we can take. But at least don't expect to see in previous iterations nation change NPCs.
Okay. This one's for you, Cole, from Sharp. Can proximity chat be introduced in the future?
Absolutely not. I know all of you well, way too well. Period.
See, I think this would be awesome. Just
put it would, yeah. It'd be brilliant.
I'm not trying to get sued. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, this one's for you, Glitch, from Sharp or Shap. whichever one. Will there be a new low-level activities to do? Do you glitch?
So, as we've stated before, we're not adding in new content for the release. The game will be as it is from the Korean version with adjustments for our population and starting grounds. So, obviously, they're like well ahead into the 180s or whatever level they're up doing, you know, that extremely high content. We're obviously not going to release that. So, the changes that we make are looking for just the core game that you remember back in the 2000s. However, in the future, we will definitely be adding in new things to do.
Okay. Cole, this one's for you, mate, from Valos. Will there be a fast selling mechanic for loot?
Probably someday. Don't expect it at launch. I do think that's a good idea. The only thing is it does affect balancing because you'll just make way more money way faster. So it's something that needs to be well built and balanced around. But yeah, we'll think about it. Hopefully we'll be able to add it someday.
Okay. Glitch, this one's for you from Tributor. Does the game have dynamic RNG for drop rates?
So simple answer, no, it does not. So all drops are the same regardless of if you play for 1 hour or 10 hours. You're not getting any kind of benefit, you know, playing less or playing more.
Okay.
I mean, if you do the probability math, you're getting a benefit.
I mean, I guess so, but yeah, it's not like the game is looking at your hours and be like, he's scheduled for an EB drop. Let's do that.
No, if anything, I would want that to be worse, just for the trolls.
Mm.
Like, you spent 14 hours farming EB. It's never coming.
I've got one for both of you, whoever can answer it. Will there be any benefits of streaming the game?
And give me an example.
Like if you were streaming it on Twitch, for instance, or if you streaming the game on YouTube, would there be any benefits as in a name or an icon or something to say that you stream the game in-game?
That's a good question. Personally, it would be cool if there was something that kind of like showed on your character name, like an icon that like a microphone or something, that is like while you are streaming, but no, you're not going to get like a title or something over it. I think it would be hilarious, like, as you're streaming, there's an icon with a microphone, and then everybody wants to kill you, just for the lulz.
Okay. And this one's for Glitch. And, yeah, it's an important one. So everybody listen to this one. Right, Glitch. How does luck work?
Interesting. So, well... Actually, yeah, this has put me on the spot. Let me try and remember. So luck is basically, so you've got a loot table. The loot table will have all these items in it. The items that basically have the stat slots, like the ones and the twos, will never get a magic option on them. So you can put your stones and stuff in those. So what luck is supposed to do, and Cole can correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm thinking of past iterations. Luck is supposed to give you the drops that don't give those items. So for instance, if you're getting a lot of ones and twos of bandit gear, you can't meta to it, you can't get a magic option to it, What luck will do is actually, you know, help you get the white options, just the plain weapons that can actually have, or and armor that can have, the magic option on it. So you'll get more of that. However, I did some reading a while ago, and if I remember correctly, it actually stops you from getting uniques. Not stops you, but it actually decreases your chance from getting uniques as well. So it doesn't actually help you get more uniques.
I mean, no, that's not proven. Nobody actually knows on that one. That's kind of a theory. But the main reason I asked that question was because, truthfully, nobody knows with M-Games code, so this is something that we should dig into and really let the community finally know what luck truly does from end to end. But, you know, 99% sure it is blue stats are more common. All of them, no white stats, no idea what the effect is on uniques.
Mm-hmm. That's just what I've read from certain item descriptions that we've translated. So, yeah.
Okay. I've just seen a comment from Valos saying about Ares Twitch drops. So if you're on Twitch or streaming YouTube or whatever, and you're watching it, a possibility of getting a drop in game, like a skin?
Thought Cole answered this. I think it's probably not going to happen. Cool idea, but yeah, if we had the manpower,
yep,
sure, we might be able to get something done. But yeah, I think our time is probably better spent elsewhere for now. Maybe in the future when we can't think of anything else to do, but yeah.
Oh, brilliant. I think that's all the questions, guys.
Have a squeeze.
Yeah, I think that's all the questions.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's everything for tonight.
Yeah. What, you guys are ignoring Carlos?
Where am I seeing this? I can't see it.
Oh, a minute ago.
Where am I looking?
You'll
have to tell. I can't see where it.
That's right. So Carlos adds to GM Cole, will you include auto potter pets?
No.
Rude.
That's evil. Mean,
no, like, terrible.
Why?
There's no skill. I mean, like, maybe if it does, like, one pot every 30 seconds or something, but then it's useless, so what's the point?
What about auto looter pet?
That's more likely.
Okay, I like that.
But the note on the auto looter pet for balancing and to keep the boss race, like, drops dropping and then racing for those drops, the auto looter pet would have a delay.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be as fast as you if you were clicking. But it'd be great for, like, running around and collecting mobs.
Okay, cool. I think we're all done then, guys, unless there's something else you want to add before we call it.
I think there's one question that we missed from where? Cloud. Sorry, I'll read it. So he's asking, what's our stance on alt logging? Don't really have a stance. You can run the game as much as you want. If you want to multi-client, I don't think we're going against that. So you can alt log as much as you want, unless Cole's got a different opinion.
I mean, there's less benefits of alt logging. Like, there's not going to be this event where you get something for logging in every day, like other versions had, where you just kind of like make 100 alts so that you get 100 times the benefits every day. So like having alt is fine. Using them for vendors, if we don't get the auction house or the AFK vendors going, that's fine. Where we will have a problem with it is if you're using, you know, programs to control all of them at the same time. So you've got like five mages all running and hitting and doing everything at exactly the same time. That's a problem. Stuff like that.
Okay. Well, I think that's everything then, isn't it?
I think that's all the questions. Yeah, yeah. There's one last.
Everything's all done on my list. Everything that is here has been answered, and you know, it's I've got nothing else left on my list.
Cool, cool. And there is one last announcement, and it's not Ares Win. I'm sorry to say, we're not announcing the date. It's not ready, but there is another announcement. unfortunately, we can't. The date is for Alpha. Won't be coming today. But Blue has been working on another UI pack, basically a HD remaster of all the characters and all the icons, so NPCs, weapons, that kind of stuff that we're going to share after this for all of you to view and see what work he's been doing. It looks really, really good. So the upscale in the resolution from what we're used to is brilliant. So we'll share that with you all in the announcement channel with you after this.
One thing to note on that for the more technical people, it is very minimal on extra like computer usage. It is really not making an impact at all. So it's just like a free beautifying of the game.
All right. Well, I think that's it.
Yeah, we're all done, I think. Cool. Yeah, it's almost midnight for me, so I'm ready for bed.
Right. start my day.
Yeah. Well, everybody that came, cheers for coming. And a lot of it is subject to change, so don't, you know.
Yeah, thanks for everyone coming. We'll get the recording out to you, hopefully within, whatever time frame Cole wants to give. I'm not going to give his own time frame, but he'll do that for you and put it on the site so you can re-listen, and for obviously anyone else, they'll be able to listen to. So, but we'll make an announcement when it's up and running. Thank you all.
Thought you were going to put me on the spot there for a second.
Nah.
But yeah, thanks guys. Appreciate everybody tuning in, and you know, we will get the recording out as soon as possible. It's a little weird in how we get them downloaded, so it does take a little bit of editing to get it out. So it'll be out soon.
Perfect. I'll speak to you again soon, guys, and can't wait to see you all in-game.
Cool. Thanks, Steven.
See you later.
See you guys.